order beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this show, my friends. Very, very excited to be here, and I have something interesting prepared for you today. We just heard a song by the Ramones. The name of the song is Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? And it was from their album End of the Century. There's a reason why I was playing the song, because today I have a very interesting guest in studio who will be coming very soon in studio, because for now he's just looking for a parking spot, but he will be here in a couple minutes. I'll just like to take a moment to introduce a very nice gentleman who has worked and designed album covers, t-shirts, logos, posters for such great bands like Ramones, Rancid, The Slockers, The Agrolites, Larry and His Flask, Bomb the Music Industry, The Pipe Stacers, Los Furious, Sonic Boom 6, The Alexers, Root City Riot, and the list goes on and on. Steve Kitchen, that's the name of this beautiful and amazing person who is who works for the company organization called Combination 13. This company designs, as I mentioned, t-shirts, logos, posters, and everything. Steve is officially the best known punk and ska graphic designer in Canada, and we are very lucky to have him in our city and him supporting the local scene. Why we're doing this interview today? Because Steve tonight is having his poster exhibition at the 9th annual Christmas in Scalville concert at the venue. The exhibition starts at 8:30, and the music starts at 9 p.m. And the 9th annual Xmas and Scavel event features Red Eye Empire, Los Furious, Heads Hand Heavy, and the Elixirs. Those bands will be playing tonight. We will be giving away tickets later on the show, and you will be able to call in and get the tickets for tonight's show, and also there will be a special package prize from Steve, and there will be one of his great works included. So let me start playing music for you. Today I'll be playing music by the bands Steve worked with and worked for. There are really some big names and big bands, and Ramones is the band he also did a design for. He designed something, I think a book for a book about Ramones, and Steve was working on design of this book. So let's listen. I have lots of great music by the band Steve worked with, and I'll play you some music, and then we'll get to the interview part of this particular show. I'd like to start with Bump the Music Industry, one of my favorite bands, and Steve did designed for them, so I'd like to start playing their song. That's a song Ready Set No from their album album minus band. So this is Bomb the Music Industry, and this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down.
Come back, it's always the same. I'm sick and damn tired of playing these games as tired, my head could explode. I guess that's what it's like after living on the road. But there's nothing else I'd rather do. Like pumping gas or going back to school. So you can have your paper thin walls and your late night business calls. I'll be out keeping this world alive till I die. The sound of our acoustic guitars feeding back like hell, telling everybody we got albums to sell. And if you're so kind, we need a place to stay. So ready your roommates, cause they ain't gonna sleep. But there's nothing else we'd rather do. Like pumping gas or going back to school. So you can have your paper thin walls and your late night business calls.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. And I have a very special guest here here in studio. Steve, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming, and actually...
It's a pleasure. May I mention how good you smell today?
Thank you. So you kept it all the way, and then you saved it for the air.
Absolutely. It's been a great journey down here. It's smelling great.
Thank you. I tried my smellest. So I introduced you as, the best punk and ska designer in Canada and in North America, so we have to live up to this.
I'm having that. That's wonderful, mate. I don't get none of this treatment on the we don't talk about the Ska 2 show, I know, but that Tim Pot show never does me any good. So it's a pleasure to be on a proper one.
No, Scott is great, and his show is a long history, and he's a CITR legend. So
yeah, all right, he can have it once.
Let's start talking. Let's talk a little bit about yourself, how you started designing, actually working with bands, and all those great names, all those great bands. And then we'll talk a little bit about tonight's event, and we'll play some more music.
Great, right?
So how you actually started, designing, and actually drawing pictures. in a simple way, and then, you know, you start working with the bands. How this all happened?
Well, I would be a cover junkie like most people. I mean, I do worry that the sort of looking at artwork maybe is petering out a little bit because of, you know, the invent of the internet and iTunes and what have you. But yeah, I'm old enough to be. I used to devour my CDs. You know, look at who produced the record, study the artwork, and I can remember years and years ago I used to draw up the logos for the bands, and I'd take them at the park and show the boys, and you know, I never really thought much about it. When I left school, someone said to me, "Oh, you'd be good at graphic design." I didn't know what it was. I thought if I'd be good at it, I'm in. Right? Where do I sign? So yeah, I did my studies, and then had a couple of wilderness years after studying. I worked at a surfwear company, sportswear company, but I learned how to make t-shirts and logos and things. And then, yeah, one day I just figured, well, there's people who design for bands. It may be hard to get into, but I'm a determined man. And, yeah, just started getting involved with the local scene. I was in Manchester at the time. One of the first bands that picked me up, or I picked them up, was Sonic Boom 6, which is great because if you... I don't know if you're familiar with their Grenade logo with the wings, but that was one of my first designs. And it's great that that stood the test of time because many of them didn't. So yeah, from there really the word spread around Manchester, which was great for me and the UK ska scene. And then I moved over to New Zealand, as it happens, which didn't really have that much of a scene, but it really gave me a chance to kind of do things from afar, you know, and
the help of internet.
Yeah, of course, with the internet. Yeah. And then having moved into Canada after doing many things whilst in New Zealand, I came to Canada at just the right time, I think, and discovered an amazing local scene here. Victoria Ska Fest, and, you know, being so close to the west coast of America, it's really benefited me. And, you know, been working, not only working with the bands, but getting to meet them and go to the shows. It makes such a difference. Yeah, so that brings us up to the modern day, really.
You just briefly mentioned and you call yourself a cover junkie.
Yes.
Going back in your childhood, do you have those maybe albums you still remember, and you know, something that, you know, impressed you, you know? Could you just name a few, couple of those?
Absolutely. I can't guarantee they'll be cool because this is based on like the 9-year-old, 10-year-old
exactly.
Steve, right?
I have the same thing, and I was listening to my dad's record, then they were Rolling Stones and Beatles.
Yes.
There's a great respect to all those great bands, but I just now listen a little bit different. But still, like, I'm curious to hear your guilty pleasures.
Okay. Well, I bet no one's ever mentioned Ugly Kid Joe on this show before, but those guys, they had a great cover for America's Least Wanted, their very popular album, which was the Statue of Liberty giving the finger.
Yeah.
Great style of drawing. So there was another one with a cat with dynamite stuck upside it and a little kid with a lighter chasing it around. So all this stuff, yeah, really made an impression on me. And the style, the bold style, you know, these things really jumped off the shelves. So I'd say the artists that did that kind of stuff, there's a guy called Vince Ray in England that does rockabilly kind of art, and there's a legendary poster artist called Coop. If you don't know Coop, he's the man, and he would do Soundgarden and Nirvana and Pearl Jam. Speaking of Pearl Jam, there's the Amez brothers as well that do great art. That's sort of not answering your question so much as I've started with the young ones and then going forward. But yeah, there's only a few people that inspire me, but they inspire me well.
Inspire big time.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight's event. So tonight is Scaville, Christmas in Scaville number 9 at the venue tonight.
Yes.
So we have Los Furious, the Alexers, Heads... Heads and Heavy, I'm sorry, I'm having problems with three H's, and Red Eye Empire, and your exhibition starts at 8:30.
That's right. I mean, it'll be running as a merch desk, so it'll be running all night, but it'd be nice for you guys to come down early and come and meet me, have a good look at the posters before the madness starts.
So it will be mostly posters.
This is 8 screen printed designs. There's 30 of each. They're hand numbered, and they're the only ones in the universe. Once they're gone, they're gone. So if somebody takes a shine to one, they'll know it'll be a collector's edition. If somebody doesn't take a shine, they can use it as wallpaper. I don't mind.
We have 2 tickets to give away, and we have a special present for someone to call in.
Yes, I'm going to not only throw in 2 tickets, but a Johnny Bones horror show poster. I presume your listeners are familiar with Johnny Bones.
Yeah. And he's a regular listener, and he is great.
Yeah, well, if you like his face, it's really big on the poster, which might be why I can't sell any, but I didn't say that.
I hope he's not listening.
Absolutely.
Or no, he will call in right now and get his own.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Every time I see him, he's wearing a T-shirt with his own face on, or, you know, listening to his own radio show or his own band.
Okay, so let's wait for Johnny to call. Or if you want to compete with Johnny Bones, you can call in 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. And you can win 2 tickets to go to see a ska show, Christmas in Skaville, tonight. Red Eye Empire, Los Furious, Heads Hang Heavy, and The Elixirs. Tonight at the venue, and plus a special gift / present from Steve Van Combination 13. While you're calling in, I will play you some local music, some local songs by the local bands, and we'll start with Los Furious and the Elixirs. The bands are playing tonight, and let's start with Hits Rising. That's one of my favorite songs by Los Furious.
Love them.
So some local stuff for you. Call in 604-822-2487. This is Weekly Punk Rock Show. We All Fall Down, and this is Los Furious.
The heat's rising. It's gonna station, but still have the passion to fight. Where do I look when I can't ignore it? Where do I wait when I can't dive in? I'm looking forward to going forward. Where do I begin? Time is of the essence. I feel like a clock watching peasants when I can't build on a plan. This time I don't want a lesson, don't wanna keep on guessing, just wanna know where I stand. Where do I look when I can't ignore it? Where do I wait when I can't dive in? I'm looking forward to going forward. Where do I begin? Curiosity overload, ammunition to explode, but I'm waiting in the lobby. I really want to dance. Will I stay swaying in this trance? Would you pour some concrete on me?
Imposter man.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. And I have a beautiful man, Steve Kitchen, here. The best punk rock and ska designer, music designer in North America?
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. I think there might be a few people unhappy with that, but I'll take it.
Okay, let's give you this. let's talk a little bit what we heard, and let's do it that way. I'll tell the song by the band we heard, and you'll tell me and the listeners what you've, you know, what kind of design or what kind of things you've done for the band.
All right, let's see if I can remember.
Okay, let's try. The last one, it's easy. It was Bone Daddies from their self-titled album, and it was song Bad Reaction, and I think that's obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a couple of things. I think I did a shirt and a poster for the Bone Daddies. It was a very last-minute thing. They were running off on tour last year. But I'm a good friend of Johnny's, so the horror show poster, if you know the Bone Daddies, likely you listen to his radio show.
Yeah.
Likely you go to his...
Horror show.
Yeah, event. Exactly. So I guess it nicely links into the fact that we're giving one of those away today, and the horror show posters will also be on sale at tonight's show.
Yeah, so see, there is a connection. Before that, we heard Root City Riot from their new album Nothing But Time, and it was a song Imposter Man.
Yeah, now Root City Riot, a good one for me. I actually was in contact with them when I was back in New Zealand, and I designed their logo back there, and then moving into Vancouver, they were some of the only guys I knew.
Is it your logo, the
gas mask with the flames?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, so it was great because I came along at just the right time. They'd only put out one EP and they hadn't established their look yet, so... ever since I've been doing, I've probably done a dozen posters and maybe six or seven shirts, and then the last album on Stomp, a nice little digipack and a great album. So proud of the association with those boys.
The Elixirs, that was a song from their album which came out back in 2006. The name of the album, Elix This, and it was the first track of it, Begin. So
yeah, the Elixirs were great. They were one of the first people I met. I got here. I met Scotty, says you got to come to the railway, and the Elixirs were playing, and we hit it off right away. I think they had me working for them within a couple of hours. I did a couple of shirts for them. They've got a new album coming next year, which
really?
Many people are excited about.
I am.
Bobby's writing some great songs. They've recorded the drums and the bass, I think, and so we're looking at doing a real nice kind of rockabilly CD package for them next year. Yeah.
Okay, let's continue, and I opened this block of music with our local ska heroes, Los Furious. That was a song, Heat's Rising, from their last studio album, Run Devil Run.
Yes, Run Devil Run, I actually helped with that. At the time of the band, the drummer was Sean Fury, who runs the tattoo studio out of Maple Ridge. So he'd done a sketch for the cover, and then I sort of took it and mashed it up and coloured it up and designed the rest of it. So there's been a few shirts for the Furious. They're on the Beatdown poster, which is on sale tonight, and I love them, man. It's so good to work with bands that you love, and the Furious are just way too good. More people should have heard of that band.
They're like definitely the best ska band and in Vancouver, and one of the best ska bands in Canada.
That's big words, Tim, but I like them.
See, I'm using the big words. I'm a relatively big man in terms of my...
Your girth.
Yeah. In terms of my beer belly.
Oh, very nice.
Let's continue the little bit of interview. Couple questions I have, and you know, because one of my good friends back in Russia, he was a poster designer as well, but he was working in a club, in the biggest club of the city, so his you know, his posters were from, like, you know, disco party to R&B, and then he was doing some punk posters for me.
Yes.
So he was doing all posters only, but he said, sometimes, you know, man, I'm so tired of doing those hip-hop shows posters, because I need to find a beautiful lady, most likely half naked, put her on a poster, put the information, and I'm so sick of doing that, you know, because, but at the same time, you know, this is the type of poster you want for the hip-hop party, or this type of music. So he said, you know, I'm so tired, I'm so happy to, and we had some crazy posters, and every poster for us was, you know, a little project, so we take a special pictures, and then he works on it. So he says, I'm so happy to work with you, because you have all those crazy ideas, and, like, you know, we can actually have some kind of art moment in my job.
Right.
For you, you know, like, you have definitely more art, because you're doing logos and, you know, all this stuff, but still, how, you know, you know, finding this this ideas, this bright ideas, how you come up with all this stuff, how does it work for you as an artist?
The nice thing about it is, like, the situation of your friend, he would be doing a job for a certain crowd and a certain thing, but people see my work and then they say, oh, I want to hire this guy, and they seem to trust my instincts. So if I've, for example, just been to Seattle and seen that crazy big pink elephant sign, and I'm thinking, oh, I love old American signs, and then a band calls me up, they want a poster, and I think, well, you know, I'm doing an old American sign, and then the band seem to like it, you know. And so it's that's what's great about it, is it's very much on instinct. I mean, I know about the bands, I know about the music most of the time, so I can sort of draw from that. But I find it a blank piece of paper as an opportunity rather than a daunting, horrible thing, you know?
You mentioned the music. Does the music by the band matter for your work? Like, I assume if it's a heavy metal band, expect it to have dragons, fire, flame, and dead situation. But, you know, in general, does the actual music matters for your idea, for your inspiration for the pink elephant?
I'd say so, yeah. It definitely sets the tone. When you get a band like the Slackers, for example, they cover so many different sort of attitudes and moods. So I can draw on kind of the fun side of the Slackers, like I have with the poster on sale tonight. Or I could do something more political, you know. So it's great, yeah. And it is... I've been lucky in the sense that I've got to work with bands that I know. You know, so sometimes, you know, new guys come along and it can be tricky. But I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, yeah. definitely does. So let's quickly listen to a song by the band Sonic Boom 6, yes. The band from Manchester, from England. And this is your first band you have ever worked with?
Pretty much, yeah. I started with a Mac and an internet connection, and I thought, who am I going to ask to design for here? You know, this is supposed to be a business. And Sonic Boom 6 live just up the road, and they're massive live favourites in Manchester. And yeah, they gave me a go, and it's great in the sense of I did a grenade logo for them at the time, and that grenade logo is still going now. In fact, it's on their poster tonight. So it's great that some of the older stuff I did, most of it I'm ashamed of, but some of it stood the test of time, you know, still alive. But yeah, I love Sonic Boom 6. They're really going places of late, and I'm so proud of them. They're great people, and they push the envelope with every album. Yeah.
Let's listen to the song. I have a song, Sound of a Revolution, from their album Rude Awakening. This is Sonic Boom 6 from Manchester, and let's listen. This is the weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down.
There was a boy that I knew at school, never want to break any rules, never many friends because he wasn't exactly cool, treated like a fool to be fair, never scored a footy so the other kids did not care, just a nerve till he heard them on the woods screaming, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Went and bought the tape the next day. Within a week he's got the words in his memory. Jealous kids say he's a cliche, but man a change upon a music that a band play. With a cover door with beats on his head shape, bully getting pissed, swing a fist and the boys say, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Boys aside now, Scally's done well, what a bottle in. With a half caught their hair, they were a following. Digging in the style of the band that he's borrowing. Running round the park in the playground, hollering, fuck you, I want to what you tell me.
In a strain to change a one tune, how the plates in the space can trace a one tune, how the grey of the day can fade. When one tune puts a colour in it life like manga cartoons. Mic chat 1-2 Saturday afternoon, having it large in the garage as they run through. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Sound of a revolution. It comes to take away all your insanity.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down and we're almost done. It's almost 2 o'clock here in Vancouver. And today I had a beautiful gentleman, Steve Kitchen, who has his exhibition tonight at the venue, that's the name of the venue, and you'll have your posters for pleasure and sale.
Yes, yeah, you can come and oogle them and enjoy them, and if you like them enough, you can take one home.
There will be also music playing, beautiful local ska bands, Red Eye Empire, Los Furious, Heads Hang Heavy, and The Elixirs. Your exhibition starts a little bit after 8 and the music starts at 9. Is that correct?
That's about right, Tim. Yeah, yeah, good. That's good.
Good success. Okay, man, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for doing this interview, and thank you so much for your great talent and great work.
Oh, there you go. If only everyone was as nice as you, my friend. But no, thank you. This is a great show, and it's a pleasure to be on. I love your enthusiasm, and I hope I can come on again one day. You're laughing. Absolutely. You're like, no.
No. The next time you have exhibition, you're more than welcome to join me here on air at here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Very good. Well, actually, keep your eye on Facebook/combination13.com, because we do have events coming in the new year. We have our artworks being applied to an app in the new year, and we may be selling some posters through the site if you're lucky, if you want them.
So the address is facebook.com/combination13.
Exactly, yes.
So go check out those beautiful pictures and enjoy the beautiful graphic design. And you mentioned a couple of big plans, and I'd like to finish the show by a big band, and which is kind of correlates to your big news. I'd like to finish the song by the band Rancid, and lovely. You have worked the Rancid.
Yes, I've done a couple of things actually for Lars's group, the Old Firm Casuals, and Rancid are headlining the Rebellion Festival in the summer in Blackpool in England. Uh-huh. So it's been a pleasure to put Rancid on the top of a poster of mine, you know.
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. We'll see you both, me and Steve will see all of you listeners hopefully tonight at the venue, checking out his posters, his beautiful pictures, and listening to great local ska music. Thank you so much for listening. That was the weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down, and I'd like to finish up with a great song by a legendary band, Rancid, Hooligans, from their legendary album Life Won't Wait. Nice. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week. Bye bye.
Tell them. Yeah! Here's a new face of rock and roll. Let's all find it toe to toe. Hot times come. Yeah, the hot times come. What I say? Come on. Come on. We're all the hooligans and poop boys, though, one thing for sure. These guys been stricken on their face. What a hooligans and poop boys, know one thing for sure. These guys been stricken on their face. One man's decision brings another's opposition completely. I'm bound. Down in the flats where the seaside meets my lonely old town. Where all the rooties and scares, where they're out on the street making their way on the grip. Between the violence and sex, they smash and they wreck for something to live. Well, all the hooligans and poopers know one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face. Well, all the hooligans and poopers know one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face. Sometimes you know there's no place to go but to a love life of crime. Yeah, but it's so wrong to steal someone's very last meal to profit up a dime. You're proposing praise while they end up in jail, stone slinging cowboys. Well, you took a bite out of apple, a decision that got you there, boy. Oh, hooligans and poop boys know one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face. Oh, hooligans and poop boys know one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face.
Hooligans and poop boys, I don't want no racial hatred.